I'm joined by Martin Tyler after this evening's 2-1 win over Ashford Town in the Saracena Cup. Martin, I guess it's a happier management side than it was after Saturday's game at Walton.
Yes, I mean, obviously the results do speak for themselves, but we were very pleased with the performance as well, especially going a goal down, and especially as we've made several changes in the side, partly to freshen the legs, because Ashford didn't play on Saturday, and obviously we did, and partly to have a look at one or two of the younger players. The cup is important, but sometimes that's the only chance, and we're still obviously pushing for the playoffs and possible promotion, so it's difficult in the league games to give the likes of David Suki their head. But after a very tentative start, he's very nervous. I've coached David on and off for 3 or 4 years now. I was really pleased with the way he responded to the challenge, and he got better and better as the game went on.
Danny Summers led the line very well, I thought, and scored a cracking goal. How did you rate his performance?
Top class, especially the system that we played tonight, where basically Danny had to do a lot of the front running on his own, but he's built for that. What we like about him is he can hold off defenders. You know, he's still a teenager. He's got quite an old body, really, for one so young, a strong body, and he did everything that was asked of him, and he did say to me in the dressing room before the game, I'll score tonight, and it was a very important goal, because, you know, one down, as you say, the performance on Saturday was disappointing, the result was certainly disappointing, and we could have folded there, but the team responded to that, and I thought from that point on, actually, I thought we were the better side.
How harsh was Danny's booking late on? It was a very, very late flag, wasn't it?
Well, yes, it's a technical decision. If he'd have put the ball in the net, we'd probably said it was harsh. The ball went a long way wide. It maybe looked like he was trying to use up time. Yeah, it was disappointing, but I think we'll take that in the context of the game and the result. And a bit of cup progress, you know, to get through to another round and you know, keep the interest. It would be hopefully a few more people will come and watch us in the next round.
Lampton came back in as well. He's missed the last couple of first-team games. How well do you think he did coming back?
Yeah, I mean, Neil's a valued member of the squad, and you know, we have changed the team. Probably, if we ask the Kingstonian fans what is our first 11, they might not be able to answer it, and maybe even ourselves. We're still, even this beyond the halfway mark of the season, we're still looking at different options. But we work with Neil at Walton and Hersham, and we know what he's capable of. And you know, he fought right to the end. It's a hard job to go up and down the right hand side, and all we want from him is to want the ball and to be involved in the game, and I know he's not always been the favourite player of some of the Kingstonian fans, but I can only ask them to keep encouraging him, because he's the sort of lad who really does respond to an arm around the shoulder and proper support from the supporters.
Speaking of supporters, sports favourite Dean Lodge on the other wing. He took a hefty knock in the second half, but he seems to run it off. Is he okay?
Yeah, he's fine. He's so light, Lodgy, you know. When he does get hit, he flies through the air like the ball itself, really. But he's obviously an immense talent, and some of the things he does with the ball and his ability to move with the ball from a defensive position to an attacking position is a wonderful outlet for the team. But like all of them, you know, we're asking for 90 minutes rather than flitting in and out. I'm not pointing at Dean particularly about this, but that's what was so gratifying tonight. We talked at half time about continuing to do what we've been doing in the first half, and we were probably worth another goal, which we didn't get, but we didn't need.
Luke Norton was man of the match in the goal. Any opinions on that? It's difficult to choose, I'd imagine, this evening.
Yes, I would say the team, if there was a man of the watch, I would say it was a collective award, because it was certainly a collective result. Luke's been with us the whole season. He's a very patient guy. He's, you know, he's sat on the bench lots and lots of times. He had a chance early in the season where perhaps it didn't go quite as well for him, but you know, when you're with the players all the time through the training sessions, as we have been as the management, you know, there are little personal stories that all, it is a soap opera really, and it's nice for somebody to step out of the shadows and take a, he wasn't alone tonight in doing that, but he obviously got the extra accolade of being man of the match. But, you know, we've got two fine goalkeepers. It's a bit hard at training because they're both called Luke, and sometimes Alan says, well, Luke, you're playing, and they look at each other, and but Luke Norton got the nod tonight and certainly justified that.
Redhill or Godalming up next in this competition. You fancy our chances, wouldn't you?
Well, the fact is we've got to play as well. I mean, you know, there are games in the league we've fancied our chances and maybe we haven't quite come up trumps. We have to be at it, and it's so gratifying when you do see things come together. And it, you know, Ashford are a fine club. Not only are they doing well in the higher division than us, they're doing it well, stylishly. They play football, they try to play. And to be fair, I think we nullified that play, and we played some stuff of our own tonight. I know sometimes people think that we don't whack it, but I promise you, we don't set out to do that. And some of the switching of the play and making the system work, which was we had talked long and hard through the day, all three of us, and Alan went with this lineup, and I would compliment him for his choice, because it would have been easy to stick with maybe one or two of the more regular players, but you know, he got it right.
Looking ahead to the game on Saturday against Chipstead, the league table doesn't really tell the story. They're way below us in the league, but they're the form side in the league. That's going to be a difficult game.
Yeah, and that's what we've just said. You know, we carry on, we go forward. It's going to be an interesting pick for the side for Saturday, that's for sure. So we'll be concentrating on that, and obviously we've done our homework on Chipstead as well, and you're right, they've improved, and it's a great effort that they've made to be in this division in another part of the county. And apart from Saturday, I compliment them on what they've done, and let's hope that we can assert ourselves like we did tonight.
So some tough choices to be made ahead of Saturday in terms of team selection, but that's where you want to be, isn't it? A debate on, you know, who's the form players to pick, rather than, you know, the players not so form being regular starters.
Yeah, I mean, we want players to demand to be in the team by their performances in the previous game. That's all we say to them. Look, if you're in and you do well, you've got a very good chance of staying in. I mean, we've got one or two minor problems, and Nick Rundell actually did heroically for us, because he complained of feeling ill at half-time. In fact, had been feeling ill since about the fifth minute. And we asked him for 10 minutes in the second half, and he gave us 45. Those factors will, obviously this time of year, people do go down sick, and we'll just have to keep tabs on that. Hopefully it's nothing too serious.